Fairy Hope.
Chapter 1. Treasures and Fairies. I, King Oberon, invite you to an alternative universe, the planet Gaia, rotating around a fiery star. On Gaia, in the fourth world that now exists, live humans. In the time of the third world existed giants, fairies, leprechauns, and mythological beings. We fairies at that time were large beings roaming all the continents, able to appear and disappear at will. Nonetheless, the physics of Gaia altered with the coming of the fourth world. All the beings of the third world continued to exist, but became invisible to the eye, except for those who possessed a link to their spiritual source. There are commonalities between other planets and Gaia, where brilliant entities have coexisted. These entities teach how to live with the planet's elemental forces. In the fourth world, continuing to represent hope and change, we fairies became tiny beings with wings who at will can become human-sized. We charge upon Gaia energy crystals. Also, when little, we are noisy with our chatter and scatter, heralding change of seasons and the coming fifth world breaking upon the horizon. I, King Oberon, have taken an interest in the humans that now dominate Gaia. One person, Liliana, touches my heart. Years ago, I recall we met in a store. I observed a child looking up at me, then walking around me. But she should have been seeing an empty space because I was wearing my invisibility. Respectfully, she inquired, "How did you obtain those magnificent wings?" Assuming myself invisible, I ignored her. She followed me to the back of the store. She whispered, "Mister, are you a fairy?" I was astounded. She looked like an immature human. Yet she could see past my invisibility shield, and she understood my identity was a secret. She explained in hushed tones, "I will not tell anyone you are here." "What do you know of fairies?" I asked.
"My friends, the little fairies, play in the gardens of the fairy estate. They tell me secrets while we play together,"
I assured Liliana. "I know of the fairy estate. That is where my queen visits. She loves its gardens," she said.
"I know. She's beautiful. I'm 8. But I see her jealous husband following her around, often hiding behind the trellis of purple flowers. He's insecure. She's way above his station. I mean, she exudes so much class.
And he behaves like a leprechaun."
"What do you mean?"
The little one smiles snugly. "He's always whispering into a young boy's ear about finding gold coins in the garden or the walls of the estate. He does not know. I see him come and go outside a certain tree."
I wish to know the name of this observant child, so I ask, "Little girl, what is your name?" She looks at me like I am an idiot.
"I am not a little girl. I am a young lady of great intellect and understanding named Liliana. Next year, I begin classes in algebra."
I realize my error.
"Lady Liliana, I apologize. Could you show me where this tree is that you see this man use?"
She shares, "My parents and I live near the fairy estate. We're piloting home with my twin brother, Furry. He has his own space sitting in the third row of the vehicle." She whispers conspiringly, leaning into me,
"Furl is hyperactive, out of control. You can safely occupy with me in the second row back seat.
You do not smoke, do you?" I assured her, "Fairies do not smoke."
"Your king does. I often see him light up a pipe."
Amused, I retorted, "Oh, does he?"
"Yes, and it sticks. He ruins the bouquet of the garden."
As we stood before the middle seat of Liliana's parents' vehicle, I hesitated to enter. Liliana